Welcome to another episode of the Come Follow Me, Read Ahead. Since the normal course of study skips a whole bunch of chapters of the Old Testament, this episode is part of a series where we read the complete Old Testament from the New English Translation. It is not synchronized to the weekly schedule from the church. We're reading ahead and spreading the episodes over last year and this year. Let's jump in. Jeremiah chapter 13. The Lord said to me, "Go and buy some linen shorts and put them on. Do not put them in water." So I bought the shorts in keeping with the Lord's instructions and put them on. Then the Lord's message came to me again. "Take the shorts that you bought and are wearing and go at once to Pirath. Bury the shorts there in a crack in the rocks." So I went and buried them at Pirath, as the Lord had ordered me to do. Many days later, the Lord said to me, "Go at once to Pirath and get the shorts I ordered you to bury there." So I went to Pirath and dug up the shorts from the place where I had buried them. I found that they were ruined. They were good for nothing. Then the Lord's message came to me. "I, the Lord, say, this shows how I will ruin the highly exalted position in which Judah and Jerusalem take pride. These wicked people refuse to obey what I have said. They follow the stubborn inclinations of their own hearts and pay allegiance to other gods by worshiping and serving them. So they will become just like these linen shorts that are good for nothing. For, I say, just as shorts cling tightly to a person's body, so I bound the whole nation of Israel and the whole nation of Judah tightly to me. I intended for them to be my special people, and to bring me fame, honor, and praise, but they would not obey me. So tell them, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, every wine jar is made to be filled with wine. And they will probably say to you, do you not think we know that every wine jar is supposed to be filled with wine? Then tell them, the Lord says, I will soon fill all the people who live in this land with stupor. I will also fill the kings from David's dynasty, the priests, the prophets, and the citizens of Jerusalem with stupor, and I will smash them like wine bottles against one another, children and parents alike. I will not show any pity, mercy, or compassion. Nothing will keep me from destroying them, says the Lord." Then I said to the people of Judah, "Listen and pay attention. Do not be arrogant, for the Lord has spoken. Show the Lord your God the respect that is due him. Do it before he brings the darkness of disaster. Do it before you stumble into distress, like a traveler on the mountains at twilight. Do it before he turns the light of deliverance you hope for into the darkness and gloom of exile. But if you will not pay attention to this warning, I will weep alone because of your arrogant pride. I will weep bitterly, and my eyes will overflow with tears. Because of you, the Lord's flock will be carried into exile." The Lord told me, "Tell the king and the queen mother, surrender your thrones, for your glorious crowns will be removed from your heads. The gates of the towns in southern Judah will be shut tight. No one will be able to go in or out of them. All Judah will be carried off into exile. They will be completely carried off into exile." Then I said, "Look up, Jerusalem, and see the enemy that is coming from the north. Where now is the flock of people that were entrusted to your care? Where now are the sheep that you take such pride in? What will you say when the Lord appoints as rulers over you those allies that you yourself had actually prepared as such? Then anguish and agony will grip you like that of a woman giving birth to a baby. You will probably ask yourself, 'Why have these things happened to me? Why have I been treated like a disgraced adulteress whose skirt has been torn off and her limbs exposed?' It is because you have sinned so much. But there is little hope for you ever doing good. You who are so accustomed to doing evil, can an Ethiopian change the color of his skin? Can a leopard remove its spots? The Lord says, 'That is why I will scatter your people like chaff that is blown away by a desert wind. This is your fate, the destiny to which I have appointed you, because you have forgotten me and have trusted in false gods.' So I will pull your skirt up over your face and expose you to shame like a disgraced adulteress. People of Jerusalem, I have seen your adulterous worship, your shameless prostitution too, and your lustful pursuit of other gods. I have seen your disgusting acts of worship on the hills throughout the countryside. You are doomed to destruction. How long will you continue to be unclean? Jeremiah chapter 14. This was the Lord's message to Jeremiah about the drought. The people of Judah are in mourning. The people in her cities are pining away. They lie on the ground expressing their sorrow. Cries of distress come up to me from Jerusalem. The leading men of the cities send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns, but they do not find any water there. They return with their containers empty. Disappointed and dismayed, they bury their faces in their hands. They are dismayed because the ground is cracked, because there has been no rain in the land. The farmers, too, are dismayed. They bury their faces in their hands. Even the doe abandons her newborn fawn in the field because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the hilltops and pant for breath like jackals. Their eyes are strained looking for food because there is none to be found. Then I said, O Lord, intervene for the honor of your name, even though our sins speak out against us. Indeed, we have turned away from you many times. We have sinned against you. You have been the object of Israel's hopes. You have saved them when they were in trouble. Why have you become like a resident foreigner in the land? Why have you become like a traveler who only stops in to spend the night? Why should you be like someone who is helpless, like a champion who cannot save anyone? You are indeed with us, and we belong to you. Do not abandon us. Then the Lord spoke about these people. They truly love to go astray. They cannot keep from running away from me, so I am not pleased with them. I will now call to mind the wrongs they have done and punish them for their sins. Then the Lord said to me, Do not pray for good to come to these people. Even if they fast, I will not hear their cries for help. Even if they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will kill them through wars, famines, and plagues. Then I said, O sovereign Lord, look, the prophets are telling them that you said, You will not experience war or suffer famine. I will give you lasting peace and prosperity in this land. Then the Lord said to me, Those prophets are prophesying lies while claiming my authority. I did not send them. I did not commission them. I did not speak to them. They are prophesying to these people false visions, worthless predictions, and the delusions of their own mind. I did not send those prophets, though they claim to be prophesying in my name. They may be saying, No war or famine will happen in this land. But I, the Lord, say this about them. War and starvation will kill those prophets. The people to whom they are prophesying will die through war and famine. Their bodies will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem, and there will be no one to bury them. This will happen to the men and their wives, their sons and their daughters, for I will pour out on them the destruction they deserve. Tell these people this, Jeremiah. My eyes overflow with tears, day and night without ceasing. For my people, my dear children, have suffered a crushing blow. They have suffered a serious wound. If I go out into the countryside, I see those who have been killed in battle. If I go into the city, I see those who are sick because of starvation. For both prophet and priest, they go peddling in the land, but they are not humbled. Then I said, Lord, have you completely rejected the nation of Judah? Do you despise the city of Zion? Why have you struck us with such force that we are beyond recovery? We hope for peace, but nothing good has come of it. We hope for a time of relief from our troubles, but experience terror. Lord, we confess that we have been wicked. We confess that our ancestors have done wrong. We have indeed sinned against you. For the honor of your name, do not treat Jerusalem with contempt. Do not treat with disdain the place where your glorious throne sits. Be mindful of your covenant with us. Do not break it. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations cause rain to fall? Do the skies themselves send showers? Is it not you, O Lord, our God, who does this? So we put our hopes in you, because you alone do all this. Jeremiah chapter 15. Then the Lord said to me, "Even if Moses and Samuel stood before me pleading for these people, I would not feel pity for them. Get them away from me. Tell them to go away. If they ask you, 'Where should we go?' tell them the Lord says this: Those who are destined to die of disease will go to death by disease. Those who are destined to die in war will go to death in war. Those who are destined to die of starvation will go to death by starvation. Those who are destined to go into exile will go into exile. I will punish them in four different ways. I will have war kill them. I will have dogs drag off their dead bodies. I will have birds and wild beasts devour and destroy their corpses. I will make all the people in all the kingdoms of the world horrified at what has happened to them, because of what Hezekiah's son Manasseh, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem." The Lord cried out, "Who in the world will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Who will grieve over you? Who will stop long enough to inquire about how you are doing? I, the Lord, say, you people have deserted me. You keep turning your back on me. So I have unleashed my power against you and have begun to destroy you. I have grown tired of feeling sorry for you." The Lord continued, "In every town in the land, I will purge them, like straw blown away in the wind. I will destroy my people. I will kill off their children. I will do so because they did not change their behavior. Their widows will become in my sight more numerous than the grains of sand on the seashores. At noontime, I will bring a destroyer against the mothers of their young men. I will cause anguish and terror to fall suddenly upon them. The mother who had seven children will grow faint. All the breath will go out of her. Her pride and joy will be taken from her in the prime of their life. It will seem as if the sun had set while it was still day. She will suffer shame and humiliation. I will cause any of them who are still left alive to be killed in war by the onslaughts of their enemies," says the Lord. I said, "O mother, how I regret that you ever gave birth to me. I am always starting arguments and quarrels with the people of this land. I have not lent money to anyone, and I have not borrowed from anyone, yet all these people are treating me with contempt." The Lord said, "Jerusalem, I will surely send you away for your own good. I will surely bring the enemy upon you in a time of trouble and distress. Can you people, who are like iron and bronze, break that iron fist from the north? I will give away your wealth and your treasures as plunder. I will give it away free of charge for the sins you have committed throughout your land. I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you know nothing about, for my anger is like a fire that will burn against you." I said, "Lord, you know how I suffer. Take thought of me and care for me. Pay back for me those who have been persecuting me. Do not be so patient with them that you allow them to kill me. Be mindful of how I have put up with their insults for your sake. As your words came in, I drank them in, and they filled my heart with joy and happiness, because I belong to you, O Lord God of heaven's armies. I did not spend my time in the company of other people, laughing and having a good time. I stayed to myself, because I felt obligated to you, and because I was filled with anger at what they had done. Why must I continually suffer such painful anguish? Why must I endure the sting of their insults, like an incurable wound? Will you let me down when I need you, like a brook one goes to for water, but that cannot be relied on?" Because of this, the Lord said, "You must repent of such words and thoughts. If you do, I will restore you to the privilege of serving me. If you say what is worthwhile instead of what is worthless, I will again allow you to be my spokesman. They must become as you have been. You must not become like them. I will make you as strong as a wall to these people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will attack you, but they will not be able to overcome you. For I will be with you to rescue you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the power of the wicked. I will free you from the clutches of violent people. Jeremiah chapter 16. The Lord's message came to me. Do not get married, and do not have children here in this land. For I, the Lord, tell you what will happen to the children who are born here in this land, and to the men and women who are their mothers and fathers. They will die of deadly diseases. No one will mourn for them. They will not be buried. Their dead bodies will lie like manure spread on the ground. They will be killed in war, or die of starvation. Their corpses will be food for the birds and wild animals. Moreover, I, the Lord, tell you, do not go into a house where they are having a funeral meal. Do not go there to mourn and express your sorrow for them. For I have stopped showing them my good favor, my love, and my compassion. I, the Lord, so affirm it. Rich and poor alike will die in this land. They will not be buried or mourned. People will not cut their bodies or shave off their hair to show their grief for them. No one will take any food to those who mourn for the dead to comfort them. No one will take them any wine to drink to console them for the loss of their father or mother. Do not go to a house where people are feasting and sit down to eat and drink with them either. For I, the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, tell you what will happen. I will put an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, to the glad celebration of brides and grooms in this land. You and the rest of the people will live to see this happen. When you tell these people about this, they will undoubtedly ask you, why has the Lord threatened us with such great disaster? What wrong have we done? What sin have we done to offend the Lord our God? Then tell them that the Lord says, it is because your ancestors rejected me and paid allegiance to other gods. They have served them and worshipped them. But they have rejected me and not obeyed my law, and you have acted even more wickedly than your ancestors. Each one of you has followed the stubborn inclinations of your own wicked heart, and not obeyed me. So I will throw you out of this land, into a land that neither you nor your ancestors have ever known. There you must worship other gods day and night, for I will show you no mercy. Yet I, the Lord, say, a new time will certainly come. People now affirm their oaths with, I swear, as surely as the Lord lives, who delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt. But in that time, they will affirm them with, I swear, as surely as the Lord lives, who delivered the people of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the other lands where he had banished them. At that time, I will bring them back to the land I gave their ancestors. But for now, I, the Lord, say, I will send many enemies who will catch these people like fishermen. After that, I will send others who will hunt them out like hunters from all the mountains, all the hills, and the crevices in the rocks. For I see everything they do. Their wicked ways are not hidden from me. Their sin is not hidden away where I cannot see it. Before I restore them, I will punish them in full for their sins and the wrongs they have done. For they have polluted my land with the lifeless statues of their disgusting idols. They have filled the land I have claimed as my own with their detestable idols. Then I said, Lord, you give me strength and protect me. You are the one I can run to for safety when I am in trouble. Nations from all over the earth will come to you and say, our ancestors had nothing but false gods, worthless idols that could not help them at all. Can people make their own gods? No, what they make are not gods at all. The Lord said, so I will now let this wicked people know. I will let them know my mighty power and judgment. Then they will know that my name is the Lord.
Jeremiah
Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is engraved with an iron chisel on their stone-hard hearts. It is inscribed with a diamond point on the horns of their altars. Their children are always thinking about their altars and their sacred poles dedicated to the goddess Asherah, set up beside the green trees, on the high hills, and on the mountains and in the fields. I will give your wealth and all your treasures away as plunder. I will give it away as the price for the sins you have committed throughout your land. You will lose your hold on the land that I gave you as a permanent possession. I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you know nothing about. For you have made my anger burn like a fire that will never be put out. The Lord says, I will put a curse on people who trust in mere human beings, who depend on mere flesh and blood for their strength, and whose hearts have turned away from the Lord. They will be like a shrub in the arid rift valley. They will not experience good things, even when they happen. It will be as though they were growing in the stony wastes in the wilderness, in a salt land where no one can live. My blessing is on those people who trust in me, who put their confidence in me. They will be like a tree planted near a stream, whose roots spread out toward the water. It has nothing to fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no need to be concerned in a year of drought. It does not stop bearing fruit. The human mind is more deceitful than anything else. It is incurably bad. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, probe into people's minds. I examine people's hearts. I deal with each person according to how he has behaved. I give them what they deserve, based on what they have done. The person who gathers wealth by unjust means is like the partridge that broods over eggs but does not hatch them. Before his life is half over, he will lose his ill-gotten gains. At the end of his life, it will be clear he was a fool. Then I said, Lord, from the very beginning, you have been seated on your glorious throne on high. You are the place where we can find refuge. You are the one in whom Israel may find hope. All who leave you will suffer shame. Those who turn away from you will be consigned to the netherworld, for they have rejected you, the Lord, the fountain of life. Lord, grant me relief from my suffering, so that I may have some relief. Rescue me from those who persecute me, so that I may be rescued, for you give me reason to praise. Listen to what they are saying to me. Where are the things the Lord threatens us with? May it please happen. But I have not pestered you to bring disaster. I have not desired the time of irreparable devastation. You know that. You are fully aware of every word that I have spoken. Do not cause me dismay. You are my source of safety in times of trouble. May those who persecute me be disgraced. Do not let me be disgraced. May they be dismayed. Do not let me be dismayed. Bring days of disaster on them. Bring on them the destruction they deserve. The Lord told me, Go and stand in the people's gate, through which the kings of Judah enter and leave the city. Then go and stand in all the other gates of the city of Jerusalem, and then announce to them, Listen to the Lord's message, you kings of Judah, and everyone from Judah, and all you citizens of Jerusalem, those who pass through these gates. The Lord says, Be very careful if you value your lives. Do not carry any loads in through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. Do not carry any loads out of your houses, or do any work on the Sabbath day. But observe the Sabbath day as a day set apart to the Lord, as I commanded your ancestors. Your ancestors, however, did not listen to me or pay attention to me. They stubbornly refused to pay attention or to respond to any discipline. The Lord says, You must make sure to obey me. You must not bring any loads through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day. You must set the Sabbath day apart to me. You must not do any work on that day. If you do this, then the kings and princes who follow in David's succession and ride in chariots or on horses will continue to enter through these gates, as well as their officials and the people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem. This city will always be filled with people. Then people will come here from the towns in Judah, from the villages surrounding Jerusalem, from the territory of Benjamin, from the foothills, from the southern hill country, and from the southern part of Judah. They will come bringing offerings to the temple of the Lord, burnt offerings, sacrifices, grain offerings, and incense along with their thank offerings. But you must obey me and set the Sabbath day apart to me. You must not carry any loads in through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. If you disobey, I will set the gates of Jerusalem on fire. I will burn down all the fortified dwellings in Jerusalem, and no one will be able to put it out. Jeremiah chapter 18. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Go down at once to the potter's house. I will speak to you further there." So I went down to the potter's house, and found him working at his wheel. Now and then there would be something wrong with the pot he was molding from the clay with his hands. So he would rework the clay into another kind of pot, as he saw fit. Then the Lord's message came to me. "I, the Lord, say, O nation of Israel, can I not deal with you as this potter deals with the clay? In my hands you, O nation of Israel, are just like the clay in this potter's hand. There are times, Jeremiah, when I threaten to uproot, tear down, and destroy a nation or kingdom. But if that nation I threatened stops doing wrong, I will cancel the destruction I intended to do to it. And there are times when I promise to build up and establish a nation or kingdom. But if that nation does what displeases me and does not obey me, then I will cancel the good I promised to do to it. So now, tell the people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem this. The Lord says, I am preparing to bring disaster on you. I am making plans to punish you. So every one of you, stop the evil things you have been doing. Correct the way you have been living and do what is right." But they just keep saying, "We do not care what you say. We will do whatever we want to do. We will continue to behave wickedly and stubbornly." Therefore, the Lord says, "Ask the people of other nations whether they have heard anything like this. Israel should have been like a virgin, but she has done something utterly revolting. Does the snow ever completely vanish from the rocky slopes of Lebanon? Do the cool waters from those distant mountains ever cease to flow? Yet my people have forgotten me and offered sacrifices to worthless idols. This makes them stumble along in the way they live and leave the old reliable path of their fathers. They have left them to walk in bypaths, in roads that are not smooth and level. So their land will become an object of horror. People will forever hiss out their scorn over it. All who pass that way will be filled with horror and will shake their heads in derision. I will scatter them before their enemies like dust blowing in front of a burning east wind. I will turn my back on them and not look favorably on them when disaster strikes them." Then some people said, "Come on, let us consider how to deal with Jeremiah. There will still be priests to instruct us, wise men to give us advice, and prophets to declare God's word. Come on, let's bring charges against him and get rid of him. Then we will not need to pay attention to anything he says." Then I said, "Lord, pay attention to me. Listen to what my enemies are saying. Should good be paid back with evil? Yet they are virtually digging a pit to kill me. Just remember how I stood before you, pleading on their behalf, to keep you from venting your anger on them. So let their children die of starvation. Let them be cut down by the sword. Let their wives lose their husbands and children. Let the older men die of disease, and the younger men die by the sword in battle. Let cries of terror be heard in their houses, when you send bands of raiders unexpectedly to plunder them. For they have virtually dug a pit to capture me, and have hidden traps for me to step into. But you, Lord, know all their plots to kill me. Do not pardon their crimes. Do not ignore their sins, as though you had erased them. Let them be brought down in defeat before you. Deal with them while you are still angry." Jeremiah chapter 19. The Lord told Jeremiah, "Go and buy a clay jar from the potter. Take with you some of the leaders of the people, and some of the leaders of the priests. Go out to the part of the Hinnom Valley that is near the entrance of the potsherd gate. Announce there what I tell you. Say, 'Listen to the Lord's message, you kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, has said. Look here, I am about to bring a disaster on this place that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it ring. I will do so because these people have rejected me and have defiled this place. They have offered sacrifices in it to other gods that neither they nor their ancestors nor the kings of Judah knew anything about. They have filled it with the blood of innocent children. They have built places here for worship of the god Baal, so that they could sacrifice their children as burnt offerings to him in the fire. Such sacrifices are something I never commanded them to make. They are something I never told them to do. Indeed, such a thing never even entered my mind. So I, the Lord, say, the time will soon come that people will no longer call this place Topheth or the Hinnom Valley, but they will call this valley the Valley of Slaughter. In this place, I will thwart the plans of the people of Judah and Jerusalem. I will deliver them over to the power of their enemies who are seeking to kill them. They will die by the sword at the hands of their enemies. I will make their dead bodies food for the birds and wild beasts to eat. I will make this city an object of horror, a thing to be hissed at. All who pass by it will be filled with horror and will hiss out their scorn because of all the disasters that have happened to it. I will reduce the people of this city to desperate straits during the siege imposed on it by their enemies who are seeking to kill them. I will make them so desperate that they will eat the flesh of their own sons and daughters and the flesh of one another." The Lord continued, "Now break the jar in front of those who have come here with you. Tell them the Lord of heaven's army says, 'I will do just as Jeremiah has done. I will smash this nation and this city as though it were a potter's vessel that is broken beyond repair. The dead will be buried here in Topheth until there is no more room to bury them. I, the Lord, say, that is how I will deal with this city and its citizens. I will make it like Topheth. The houses in Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah will be defiled by dead bodies, just like this place, Topheth. For they offered sacrifice to the stars and poured out drink offerings to other gods on the roofs of those houses.' Then Jeremiah left Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to give that prophecy. He went to the Lord's temple and stood in its courtyard and called out to all the people, 'The Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says, I will soon bring on this city and all the towns surrounding it all the disaster I threaten to do to it. I will do so because they have stubbornly refused to pay any attention to what I have said.'